Chapter 3, The Inside of the World. When I was a very little boy, I was very inquisitive. At least, that's what my nurse called me. One day, when I was walking with her along the city pavements, I asked, "Jane, what's under the pavement?"
"Oh, just dirt," she replied.
"And what is under the dirt?"
"Oh, more dirt," she replied.
"Well, what's under that?" I asked. I wasn't satisfied.
"Oh, nothing. I don't know."
"Why are you always so inquisitive?" she asked. I knew there must be something underneath that, and I just wanted to know what it was. I was just inquisitive. I had heard that the place bad boys went when they died was down under the ground somewhere, a big cave perhaps, and I wanted to know if that were so. And then I heard that all the way down through on the other side of the world, Chinamen lived, head down, and walked upside down like flies on the ceiling. I wanted to find out if that were so, too. So I made up my mind I'd dig down through the world, down, 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 till I came through on the other side, and then I'd know. I was a very little boy, you see. With a tin shovel, I started a hole in the backyard behind the grapevines, where no one would know what I was doing. I wanted to keep it a secret until I had dug all the way through. Day after day I worked, digging up first soft ground, that was easy. Then I got down to solid ground, that was hard. I had a hole which I could stand in up to my waist. Then one evening my father asked, "What's that hole in the backyard?" My secret was out. He didn't laugh when I told him, at least out loud. But he asked me if I knew how far I'd have to dig. "Could you dig down as deep as the Washington Monument goes up?" I thought perhaps I could, but I was a little doubtful, for the Washington Monument seemed terribly high. "Men have dug wells many times as deep as the Washington Monument," my father told me, "but never all the way nor nearly all the way through the world. You would have to dig many thousands of times deeper than the Washington Monument to get down even to the center of the world. It's 8,000 miles straight through the earth, and most all the way is rock. Just rock and more rock. That's all." Then I gave it up. "How do you know it's 8,000 miles if no one has ever been through the world?" asked the inquisitive child. I don't know what my father answered. I was too young to understand. I wonder if you are too young, if I tell you how we know it's 8,000 miles. For without ever having been through the world, we do know how far it is. This is how we know. It's a funny thing, but every ball, whether it is a little ball, or a medium-sized ball, or a great big ball, is always just a little more than three times as big round as it is through. I have often wondered why this was so, why a ball shouldn't be exactly three times, or four times, or five times as big round as through, but it isn't. You can try it yourself if you don't believe it. Take an apple or an orange and measure it round, and then cut it and measure it through. Now, we know the world is a ball, a huge ball, and yet, as it is a ball, it must, like all other balls, be a little more than three times as big around as it is through. It is 25,000 miles around the world, because men have actually measured that. So we know that the distance must be about 8,000 miles, as 25 is a little more than 3 times 8. That is not geography, it's arithmetic. If you want to use big words for around and through, as they do in geographies, you must say circumference for around and diameter for through, which mean the same thing. The circumference of the world is 25,000 and the diameter is 8,000. The outside of the world is a crust of rock like the skin of a baked potato over the hot inside. Some of the crust that you go through first is in layers, like layers in a jelly cake, one layer after another. Only these rock layers look as if they were made of sand and shells, or coal, or little stones.
and that's what they are made of. If you could cut the world in half as if it were an apple, it might look something like the picture on the next page. We call it a cross-section. Between some of the layers of rock, there is a coal-like jelly in a jelly cake. And in other places, there are gold and silver and diamonds and rubies. And in some of the rock, there are pools of oil. That's why men dig wells down through these layers of rock to get oil. And that's why men dig mines to get coal and gold. And still farther down, the rock is not in layers. It is just solid rock. And still farther down, it gets hotter and hotter, where the world has not cooled off even yet, until the rock is no longer solid, but melted. Whenever you see a chimney, you know there is a furnace beneath it. And when smoke and fire come out of its top, you know there is a fire in the furnace. Well, there are many places on the world where fire and smoke come out of the ground as if through a chimney from a fiery furnace. These places are called volcanoes. Why was the world made of rock instead of brass or glass or china? Why is the world shaped like a ball and not like a box, a roller, or an old shoe?